I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Western lawmakers have been trying for years to change the way we fight wildfires, or at least the way the government funds such work. As 91.5 KRCC's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports, they may finally get that wish. Congress is set to vote on that change as part of its new spending deal.
When something like a hurricane or flood hits, response money comes from emergency management budgets. But when a disastrous wildfire hits, money often comes straight from the Forest Service. This can drain funds meant for other things, including work to prevent wildfires in the first place. Senator John Tester of Montana says that system just doesn't work anymore.
And it's been that way over the last 20 years, where we see every year more and more dollars are coming out of the Forest Service to fight fires because our summers are getting hotter and drier. There's just no doubt about that.
Last year, the Forest Service and the Interior Department spent almost $3 billion fighting fires. Tester and other legislators on both sides of the aisle want to create a wildfire disaster fund of about $2 billion per year over the next decade. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
An endangered fish that makes its home in the Colorado River Basin no longer is at the brink of extinction. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said today it will consider reclassifying the humpback chub as threatened within the next year. The fish is characterized by a fleshy hump behind its head. And a town hall meeting on the proposed amended annexation agreement for Banning Lewis Ranch, originally planned for this evening, has been rescheduled for Wednesday, April 11th. That meeting rescheduled to allow sufficient time for members of the public to review the updated proposal, which is expected to be released by Friday, March 30th. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.